We have ignition.
The program you are about to hear, Bob's Slacktime Funhouse, is parody, satire, and comedy. Any reference to Bob, the Church of the Subgenius, religion, politics, or any other touchy subjects is intended only as humor and should cast no reflection on the high standards of WREK Atlanta, its staff, or that of Georgia Tech.
That's right. No English.
No English.
Welcome, seekers, to yet another special episode of Bob's Slacktime Funhouse. I'm that hostess with the grossness, that priestess with the leastest, the Reverend Susie the Floozy, and tonight, I just feel like soaking in the accomplishments of the Lymph Node Institute. Oh, you know, seekers, for years I suffered some ill-starred egomaniacs on the other side of the show. People who did this show not for Bob, not for you, but to mainly hear their own names brayed loud and long on the radio. But then, blessedly, attrition finally set in, and they dropped to the wayside like empty husks, leaving room for the bursting fruitiness of the Lymph Node Institute. And then for 10 years we were regaled with the incisive wit and salient perceptions of Doc P. Ellis, abetted by the loopy subgenius ingenuity of the sonically gifted Dr. Bugbladder and his often alarming background textures. Oh yes, sadly Doc Ellis continues to not exist. In the manner of Ambrose Bierce and B. Traven, this subgenius madman slipped off our maps out of sheer contrary perversity, leaving the bountiful rants and lectures still locked within him to remain unvoiced. Ah, hell, Bugsy and I would take him back in a Dobbstown heartbeat, but that's not part of his game. So all we have left of Doc Ellis is this. Let's enjoy an hour at the Institute, shall we?
Hi, and welcome to the Institute. How can I help you?
Yes, I'm supposed to be a man here, about some stuff.
Oh, super! You must mean one of the doctors. Why don't you just set that sweet little thing over there in the waiting room, and we'll see what we can do.
Okay.
Thank you.
doctors see you leave.
Said 420 today.
Oh, yes, yes. Well, the doctor will see you immediately. Please follow me.
Okay.
Over there. Excuse me. I'm sorry. I didn't catch your name earlier.
Slocum Jones.
Jones, right. Slocum, right. Okay, thanks.
Hello, sir. I picked this individual up off of the highway.
Right.
I thought I'd bring him in for another 420.
Oh, we appreciate that. Thank you.
He would probably do good work here, sir.
Thank you. Yes, what can I help you with?
I feel bad.
In what way do you feel bad?
I saw this billboard.
Mm-hmm.
I feel tingly.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I got burning.
All right, let's see.
I see the...
What do you see?
Things.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Can you help me?
Well, I think I can. Oh, follow me, please.
Thank you.
I'm sorry to interrupt again. Did you say you had an appointment?
Well, I've got this prescription I was given. I can't read it. Can you read it?
Thanks. Let me see. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Oh, why didn't you show me this earlier? It's for Dr. P. Ellis. Just follow me. Dr. Ellis! Dr. Ellis! Paging Dr. Ellis!
Hi there, Jonesy. You know, before I give you these pills, I just want to tell you that I know a lot of my patients have the, you know, the bad thoughts. The voices asking, why? Well, when this is going on, just try to keep in mind that while, yes, there are evil people in the world to be defined later, they too are awash in the same chaos, lost in the roar, planted in the soil. Keep in mind that this is as level a playing field that nature will ever provide. Excuses will not be tolerated. Have a nice day, Jonesy.
Thank you, Doctor. Thank you very much.
Clutter with your mother. Yeah. Mother's called a clutter. And her mother.
You looking pretty sexy, baby.
Her mother.
Get it up. Get it on. Get yourself.
You looking good. Your sound so good.
Yeah. That's what I said.
Come on.
Chop up on stage,
baby.
Okay.
Yes, you are.
Shoot it. Yes,
rock it.
Beat, baby. Mr. DJ, whoa, watch out.
Take it, Mr. DJ.
Come on. A new car. That's right, a gold record.
That's good to know.
Now get in the jam. Wave your hands in the hair like you just don't care. Now move it. Take off your underwear.
I don't care.
You don't care. Put it on. Give it up. Don't care. Her udders.
Your mother's udders.
Your
mother's
udders.
You say.
Your mother's
udders. Come on, head. Shake it. Throw it all around. Rip down. Bang, bang.
What do you say?
Yeah.
Where am I?
Does this make me look fat?
No shovel.
I got shovel for that.
I don't think so.
I think you know what I have to say.
Dave's not here, man.
You're looking mighty good. My sister is tonight.
You want to pay the rent?
Hide from you tonight,
Mr.
baby.
DJ,
come
on. Put on that new jam.
I've got to squirt. Hi, sinister.
That's right.
I never got into it.
That's what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Now here we go, the magic moon around. We go. What's that jam?
I think I lost the groove for a second. Is this thing on?
A gold record. Thank you. Peace out.
But it works.
All cities and nations, if you do that.
Then international studies in the 1990s.
Our ministry.
Bell. What do they say?
Now, you know, God.
With great expectation.
Put up your hand. I mean, you know, God is really sneaky.
Look in our favor. Peace and gentlemen. I'm dizzy and I'm going to go lay down. Rebroadcast in Fox
Street.
L-N-I-E-U, L-N-I-U-S-A. This is your man on the scene, Dr. Ellis.
I'd like to start by saying that the accoutrements to my business trip that were implied, no, not implied, promised, are notably absent. I really don't understand how I got talked into this. This is obviously intern work. bastards better not be trying to, say, restructure the board while I'm in this hellhole. Don't underestimate me, you alley cats. If I go down, everybody goes down.
Oh, yeah. And we don't get free consciousness division.
Well, you were right about the relative pittance that passes as a bribe over here. You did grossly underestimate the volume of distributions I would have to make. I must again protest on the record the mode of transportation that our frugal teammates in control insist that we use. Why should learned Yeti doctors have to spend a week with the rats in the hold of some dingy freighter when I could have easily replaced a member of the EIP team with 15 seconds of effort in an airport bathroom? That guy was so soft. I sparked the taser once. Once! Didn't even have to juice him. He just handed over his cigarettes. Then I juiced him. In short, gentlemen, I'm not going back on that damn boat. Well, I guess I bitched away enough of your precious broadcast time. I assume you still need this information. Well, referencing the concerns raised in the internal CDC email, primary confirmation, the Chinese chicken flu is for real. It meets two of the Institute's vital criteria. First, the agent is appearing in the chronological probability window for a pandemic. Second, the agent has trans-species mobility. Additionally, the diseased fowl probably won't be wasted. These people are going to ingest the tainted birds rather than risk starvation. I can't say I blame them, although I can't sympathize since I've been vomiting uncontrollably since I arrived. But in answer to the question here, yes, you should institute the appropriate elevations in this matter. And let me say this about that. If you try to squeeze me out, your faces will be on the front page of every newspaper in the world. Okay, as to the secondary sabotage of the CDC, I would say they've done a decent enough job of that by themselves. By graciously agreeing to go only where the Chinese government allows them to go, they are missing key elements of the situation. Their data will be very misleading. And as to the secondary acquisition of sample agent, I have acquired some raw sample, and failing that, have introduced the agent to two CDC employees who can be requisitioned at the airport upon their return. But make them go through customs first. Additionally, I've completed a little goal of my own. The agent has been introduced to numerous international flights bound for cities all throughout Europe, Asia, and North America. Knees high, people. Time to move on this.
If you're smart, you'll take my advice. Prioritize in the following order.
Number one, do not travel to Asia. Number two, do not fly on an airplane or go to the airport. Number three, do not go to a hospital or dentist's office. Number four, avoid crowds. Number five, avoid old people. Number six, avoid children. If you do currently possess any old people or children, don't let them mingle with other old people or children, respectively, or vice versa. Number seven, stock up and stay home. You know, I've been thinking, and while the situation is a little out of sync with our schedule, it may actually facilitate our goals. The strain on law enforcement and authority in general is only one of the major factors that would work in our favor. Well, on that note, ladies and gentlemen, I'm dizzy and I'm going to go lay down. Rebroadcast in 5, 4, 3.
In the name of Muhammad.
Oh, he just made a big fuss.
The thing is, you go to God, it doesn't matter how many.
Maybe they were after him.
Love, love,
kill me, taste me,
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 love, good, love, bad,
kill good,
love,
taste, hate, hate,
love, good, love, bad,
kill good,
love,
taste, hate, hate,
love, good, love, bad,
kill good,
love,
taste, hate, hate,
love. Good, love, bad,
kill good,
love,
hate, hate, hate,
love, good, good, bad,
good,
hate,
hate, hate, hate,
love, bad, good, good, love,
hate,
love,
kill,
hate,
good,
hate,
bad,
good,
love,
good,
hate,
good,
love,
good,
hate,
kill,
hate,
love,
good,
good,
kill,
good,
hate,
great,
hate,
good,
good,
bad,
good,
good,
hate, good,
bad,
hate,
kill,
hate,
bad,
good,
hate.
Let's see. I'll tell you what, we're going to go ahead and start talking about Bob.
Yes, Bob in my home. We've been compiling a lot of mail for you here, Reverend. Thought we could give out your address of these package bombs.
Don't want to tell people where I live.
I won't go there tonight. Unstable listeners. Maybe we could talk about our dream vacation in New York City.
New York is a...
Yeah, I got to tour one of the local police precincts, got a complimentary clock radio and a toilet plunger and a free stay in a hospital.
That's pretty much
it's a beautiful thing. It's all about the American dream, subgenius in America. Living,
okay.
Breathing, thriving, if you will, in the dirty burbs of the north.
Oh, he's singing, that's a good sign.
It's a lot to ponder. I respect that. You really don't know love. A woman is like a plunger. There's something wrong with my spine.
Okay, let's be careful with that.
So farm, you must watch splinters.
It's just not going to happen.
And you must remember, well, let's not be so negative now. I mean, if it's a nice cop and you bribe him... It was an epiphany, is what it was. Every subgenius should take this tour.
Withdraw.
Attention, attention, patients. This is your good doctor, Saul Wright, with another worm-ridden golden apple of wisdom.
Open your manuals to page
16. Lately, our collective video feed back here in the lab informs us that our pink planetary cohabitants have reached that familiar point in their reality ritual when they realize that everything is not all right, and so burst forth into a cancerous frenzy of correcting the world's ills.
We speak, of course, mostly of the North American strain, the one trend analysis
indicate a high probability
domesticated
of the word replicant
figures
culture
1 through 3
war,
in chart 8.
First introduced by petroleum and organized crime interests in the POG, is scheduled to take root as soon as January of 1997. Now, we've no need to discuss the immediate personal influence that the implementation of this program will bring about. Now, the litany of why questions we've been receiving in the suggestion box indicate that you haven't just been hiding those pills under your tongue.
The reason for this being allowed to happen,
there are less than 500 days until X-Day. In case you didn't do your homework, the Culture War script is a back-and-forth anti-raising between the conspiracy and you that will speed up exponentially until X-Day arrives. The video feed of this cycle will be rather disturbing to any individual with a fondness for our human companions. Their fascinating inability to disconnect themselves from what they are doing will be stressed to the point of failure. The conspiracy hopes that this spectacle will mortify our fence-straddling brothers and sisters and send them scurrying back to the pink herd for protection. But as to that outcome, time control will
steady
tell.
Time control techniques, appendix A.
As for ourselves, that is, us, the staff, life will continue pretty much as usual, trying to get off on this rather substandard batch of human misery. However, for you, the patients, this changes everything. Now, since this is wartime, by necessity, we are forced to ration the squirt and the frop. And, of course, for you inpatients, no more pills. Also, we expect you to sleep more and consume less. That's one meal a day with spankings. Now, I know that many of you outpatients, and those of you who may be hearing a recording of this message, spend time avoiding work in the pink time-for-sex-ticket environment, working side by side, one might say collaborating with the pink horde. Now, you mob in training are the ones who can be Bob's own foot soldiers on the pink corporate beaches. If the pinks want to have their little culture war, they must have forgotten that their conspiracy masters make it mandatory that even the subgenius contribute its kilo of slack to the hive. They have instantly created a situation in which you, my patients, are either on the outside spray painting on the wall or an insider chipping away from within. Patients, I must stress that this transforms your role from whatever little fantasy you had cooked up to that of a spy behind enemy lines. If you want to live, you had better kiss that pink ass and wear that fake smile like a mask. I would not suggest trying to emulate Bob's own sugary leer, as it is rather pronounced and unsettling under fluorescent lights. Let them trust and perhaps even accept you. Don't make faces at your pink superior behind its back. Don't cut their vacuous heads off whenever the urge rises. Just solidify that smile within your body. Be your foot gland. Taste the inside of your shoe. Anything to keep from blowing your cover. And then, one day, when it turns that ass, when it's nice and pink and tender, bite it! Strike at the weakest moment when the chaos is at its highest. Do they call it billing time? Do they call it using payroll? Whatever it is. Strike when they're at their weakest, when your casual lost file or careless blunder or sudden resignation. For Bob's sake, quit your job and slack off! Kill for Bob! Strike when they're down so that all may stay down! You have one shot at them to make it count! Now, patience. Of course, I know that not all of your superiors and masters are bad people. I understand it's nice to work in a cushy house job rather than toil out in the field with the riffraff. Sure, your pink boss treats you just fine. And, well, he may even like you. Sort of like the way he likes Seinfeld or Neighbor's Dog. It's not its fault that it's part of the conspiracy to deprive you of the only thing that really counts. Your access to the time slot continuum.
Without which you will wither away into a husk of your former self until you're
just mercy.
No mercy for your oppressors! Sacrifice yourself above! Jam the gears of their killer machine with your corpse! Kill! Kill for Bob!
And for those of you who may believe that this cycle has already begun, you are mistaken.
not so sure everybody's getting what we're talking about.
Yeah, well, okay. Yes. We seem to have lost the host unit.
There was some problem. We have a syringe.
I know that.
There's no such really thing as botching. There's only various degrees of success. Me too.
And units, years units usually wind up dead upon arrival.
Crib.
We had no explanation for it. They signed the waivers.
We could become crippled as our host is known.
We're fully bonded.
We are.
Can we get a sponge in here?
Bonded
this is really. Well, we are. We're waiting to get transmission here from a control to tell us.
Give him a little 149. Yeah, the little voice in my head is. No,
it's
first
gone.
Time in a long time.
That was not the response.
Find that very, very disturbing.
Units are not on their way.
We know you don't want.
We all have our passports here, right, people?
On
all
our passports. Listen, we've drilled this hole 100 times now.
Why is this an issue?
Anyway.
So,
what we're trying to say is...
Oh, there we go. That's true, but it wouldn't be the first
in a roundabout way.
That's right.
We can always swim for it.
Try our tamper-proof seal.
And it's much better to be lucky than smart.
Oh, he's so lucky.
Unfortunately, tonight we should... I could be as lucky as lucky Pierre. No, that's par for the course.
That's
you know,
the
I
place,
you I never wanted to do this.
Risks.
Take your risks.
Enjoy
I wanted to be a painter
for everyone.
Sorbet.
It's actually Sherboy.
Rocky. Sherbet.
It's a Neapolitan.
That was just his coach.
Sherman Hemsley.
Burned down.
The next flight out of here is 2:05. I think we can make that if we cut out now.
Yes,
gigantic. Hey,
problem.
Hey,
seatbelt wouldn't fit.
She was on all those downers.
She burns it out.
For the block.
Hey, what's the matter?
Pizza.
You know, like of the mother. Okay, I'm seeing flashing blues now, people. We all got our story straight, right?
Nudist peeling grapes.
Good evening, outpatients. I know it has been some time since I've donned the blood-spattered lab coat of healing, and it is possible that some of you listening have suffered mightily at the withdrawal of your coded programming. Some of those not listening may be, in fact, deceased, but let me make my position clear. We don't need you anymore. We're so deep in our endgame model that we don't have the time or resources to even look around, much less worry about you. We've got all the human pincushions we need since our rapture has passed recruiting drive. I tell ya, global anxiety equals multiple international revenue streams. But on to business. One of the last remaining uneaten helper monkeys reminded me of some damn funding technicality community outreach bullshit. So, here we are at or around the point. Now, more than ever, your mind is a battleground. The invading armies of normalcy have already dug in on the beachhead of your desire for acceptance, which is, not coincidentally, perilously close to your slack reserves. No, please. I hear your protests. I understand the reflex to automatically attest your rugged individualism. But this is not a cigarette ad. You damn well better take a passing interest in the opinions of others. I should not have to remind you that our kind has a poor track record when it comes to frenzied pink mobs. So, you desire that they accept you, at least to the point of keeping your guts off their pitchforks. You know, all I have ever asked of you is one simple thing. Make the simple decision that it is the world that is insane, not you. just acknowledge that somehow a system of techno-feudalism in which blind slaves squirm at the feet of sad, sadistic, repressed yetis clamoring for crumbs and passing up rumors on their farts has somehow failed. No problem, right? Plain as the scabs on my nose, you say. But tomorrow, or the next day, you'll be back at the table, playing their comfortingly stupid shell game. The world hovers on the edge of rebirth, and I'll bet you still have a damn job. Still standing at the answer table in the back of their seedy opium den of lies. Oh, don't get me wrong. I'm not here to run the moneylenders out of the temple. Just think of me as the guy in the next cell who won't stop whispering dangerous bullish through the cinder blocks. But it's not because I'm trying to get you in trouble, although that would be funny. I just don't want you to forget the present that history has bought for you. See you in the gulag. Good night.
WREK Atlanta.
That's right, the Plunger Handy Tour in New York City. What more could a decent American ask for
than to visit
practically our nation's soil capitals and be raised
out of the Big Apple?
You go to the Big Apple, it's something.
Variables that maybe,
I mean, that's all. It's our
somatic theme.
It's very well, the invaders are coming. Producing our own laboratory.
You know,
I think we've been abandoned. Put your hands on the radio. We want you to feel the radio. As if it were.
I'm not going to be the sacrificial lamb on this one. I'm going to turn evidence on all of you. You understand that? All of you. I am not going down for your rules.
Boys in blue, this is going out.
Blue, this
well, something. Yes, it's a blue light special on pain. It's almost.
Actions provoke retaliation.
That's right, Jackson.
So what's going to happen if this runs out?
It's going to rupture. Perhaps we should stop before that happens.
Evade.
Yeah, be careful. You gotta take this next left.
Hey, man. There are 5 stages of grief that everybody goes through when they find out that they're gonna die. For you sub-geniuses out there, we're gonna bring it on home for you. Stage 1. Denial. Pull the wool over your own eyes. Stage 2. Anger.
Fuck them if they can't take a joke.
Stage 3. Bargaining.
Eternal salvation or triple your money back.
Stage 4. Depression.
Dead Bobbies demand no refunds. And once she comes to realize that it's her only form of sustenance, she'll do it whenever you tell her to. Sister Bullets, boss man. Sorry, R5.
Sorry, boss man.
Why
I
you?
On time the normals
when
just
do?
The hell out of my
sure,
way.
Can't. How low are you fighting?
Oh my!
Do I card to intelligence aspartame?
What'd you say?
Time package.
What'd you say?
Be Zen or discovered.
Someone will eventually sue incense makers for enabling drug users.
What's I shell on?
Never
working?
Trust a
you.
Junkie.
Are you going to choke you to death?
Power is
dead
an addiction.
Bobbies demand no refunds.
You are not what
to
you
do
think
your sister
you
time.
The battle is already engaged.
You know
why aren't you up
man.
There fighting?
They already grave it.
The revolution
vessel
will be sanitized, packaged,
enough.
Mass
why
produced, and discounted.
But it's the officer what's killed.
You and I'm gonna choke you to death.
Obey your suit.
Your parents know
never
all about what you do.
For enabling.
What are you going to do?
Never trust
you. You will not be aboard the
dead
Bobby's
demand. No,
you will die a virgin.
The B, do she also
been a great athlete, Bobby's?
I, a blue dot,
you are part of the problem.
That
squeegee your window for a dollar.
Fight love.
What's that stain on your skirt,
realize?
Honey?
I'm a father.
You have already eaten and
what
smoked
get
enough
you that
poison
bump?
To kill you.
You think if
me
again, I'm
bones.
Going to do you.
Do
expect
not.
Are you prepared for
what's that stain in your beard, Dad?
I can't take the pain, so I'll
you
take
think
the pain.
You are not what you
dead
are.
Dead bodies demand no use.
Aspartame, a.k.a.
She is bullets, boss man.
The first thing any good Yeti kills is fear.
I swear.
But you can't eat
a one
from
dead.
You better watch out for the insects.
Wave
we'll get you.
Think, freeze it now,
think what you are. You are not
what
you.
What do you do? What
that
are you going to choke you to death? But how do you
do it tomorrow?
Bullets
no, no, no,
right
now. Maybe later.
Wreck and engineer.
Maybe later.
Do you have
reverse is my okay. Favorite Uno card.
Do it
I love it when plan comes together. Handicap parking permit will sell for $500 on the black market. I never trusted you, Milhouse. You are what you think you are not. Doubt yourself. Doubt yourself. You are expendable. You are meat for the master. You are all ants in the afterbirth.
Damn,
dude, I just blew my own mind.
Sister.
No, really. I got a nosebleed. Just because I'm an athlete, don't mean I have to shower. Say, is that one of those Zen riddles? The price of ignoring friendship. Release the ballast. What's that stain on your uniform?
Bob's Slack Time Funhouse. The Lymph Node Institute Edition.
Stand direct for your abnormality. Wise up! They're out to get you.
Bob's Slack Time Funhouse is the cure for the diseases you don't know you have. Do you suffer from necrophilia, anxiety, depression, boredom, apathy, gullibility, low self-esteem, cardiac, rectal, or cranial, analysts, addiction, psychosis, neurosis, paranoia, catatonia, hysteria, schizophrenia, bipolar curiosity, hyper-onanism, nerdism, blue balls, OCD. If so, you need Bob's Slack Time Funhouse. Tune in at 1 a.m. Saturday night for your weekly inoculation and a dose of Bob's Own Medicine.
Bob's Own Medicine.
The preceding claims have not been certified by any reputable medical organization. Bob's Slack Time Funhouse may cause smallpox, rash, discharge, recidivism, colorblindness, seizure, monobrowism, synchronicities, Dobbs syndrome, caboose loosening, morning wood, Rosetta stones, flying buttresses, or death. Your local subgenius radio ministry. Bob's Slack Time Funhouse. Saturday night at 1 a.m. WREK Atlanta 91.1 FM.
Good night, seekers.